A damsel came to London town just in the midst of harvest, and she was in a russet gown when seeking for a service. Though she of money was but bare, in this I must commend her, for being beautiful and fair, kind fortune did befriend her. I pray you listen now to me in this that follows after. I'll tell her worthy pedigree. She was a farmer's daughter. She often went with Chris to mill, where Roger used to tease her. When he had gained her kind goodwill, then sorrow soon did seize her. When he had got her maidenhead, poor heart she straightway dreaded, that he with her would never wed, because she had cracked her credit. Since he alas did her betray, she ruined was and undone. From all her friends she stole away, and travelled up to London. As through the city she did pass, a tailor chanced to meet her. She seemed like a proper lass, therefore he did entreat her to tell him if she lacked a place, for he could soon advance her. She seemed with a modest grace, returning him this answer: "The want of that is all my care I have this very hour. No pains nor labor will I spare, but to my utmost power. My mind is bent to give content where'er I shall be hired. Well hast thou said, fair virtuous maid, by me thou art admired." Said he, "I will do what I can for thee, and 'tis but reason for why I am a single man, and now this very season I have occasion for a maid. Sweet damsel, then come hither." "With all my heart, kind sir," she said. Then home they went together. He doted on her beauty bright, and often would be billing, still calling her his heart's delight, and said was she but willing, he'd make her now his lawful wife. It was his will and pleasure. He promised her a happy life, with riches out of measure. She thought upon her former crime, therefore she yields to marry, as knowing it to be high time, no longer would she tarry. And thus a hasty match they make. They did not stand long arguing. The tailor, if I don't mistake, he had a thumping bargain. When 7 weeks was gone and past, according to relation, his wife was brought to bed at last, a sudden alteration. He in a sweat did chafe and fret, so sorrow him surrounded, to see his charge so soon enlarged, his heart with grief was wounded. The tailor and the miller too, to end this disputation, they both are of the filching crew, none nearer in relation. Therefore it seems the case is thus, he did not much bewail her, because the child was now at nurse with Tom, his cousin tailor. The tailor, he was all a mode, and of a genteel carriage. He reapeth what the miller sowed, when being joined in marriage. For why he meeting her for pat, her case alas he pitied, and now must keep the miller's brat. Pray, is he not well fitted?